the Fox Cities Score Chapter, and News Talk 1150 WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, here is Biz Talk.
Play ball. Good morning, everybody. This is Tony Bush with Randy Melzer in the studio. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. This is going to be a beautiful day to kind of facilitate our topic today.
Yeah, it's baseball season, and we got a baseball show for you this morning. Our guests this morning are Maria Van Abel and Scott Beyer, and they own 360U LLC, and they are basically coaches. They both played a lot of baseball in their lives. They're young folks. And they want to pass it on to other young folks. And we want to say this morning, good morning to Maria and Scott. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Glad to have you in the studio this morning. Tell us a little bit about yourselves and what is 360U?
Sure. So I just grew up down the street in Kaukauna. Spent a lot of time playing softball growing up, watching my dad play fast pitch growing up and my sisters. My brother, just about everyone's played in my family, so it's kind of a big part of who we are. So I went to high school at Kaukauna for 4 years and then graduated there and went on to play at University of Wisconsin-Madison for 4 years, which was a phenomenal experience. I got to travel all around the country and learn from some of the best coaches in the country as well. So that was super fun. I'm sad those days are over, but sure. Now kind of onto this new adventure, which is fun. Softball can kind of stay with me here. So I just graduated in December, moved home, and we want to hit the ground running with this. So 360U, I'll let you introduce yourself.
Yeah, well, I come from a very small town in Wisconsin, Neillsville. It's a shout-out to Neillsville
sure.
right there, Highway 10. Come from a different background from Maria. I obviously played rec ball and things growing up, and I went to UW-Eau Claire. Got a degree over there, played some club baseball, which player coach, learned a lot there. Then moved over to Appleton and got a job at Player's Choice of the Fox mm-hmm. Cities and yep. Worked there for a few years and with the youth softball and volleyball and basketball and baseball and everything there. And got my foot in the door with the youth sports scene and things like that. And that's when I met Maria, and then I met her sister Laura. And, you know, we've all been a part of softball and fast pitch in the Fox Valley area for a while.
What
and
happened
like
when
that.
You met Laura?
Well, Maria likes to take all the credit
this.
Here. Yeah. I hired Maria to do some volleyball refereeing, and her sister played college softball as well and said she'd be willing to help out if we needed any help doing anything. And so I said, yeah, sure. If she's any good, give her my number and have her give me a call.
And that's when I knew it would work.
And from there, as they say, the rest is history.
Now
and,
she's Mrs. Beyer.
Now she's Mrs. Beyer, and we have a little Beyer as well.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
So you're starting your softball team young.
Exactly right. Yes.
Well, what is 360U's vision? What is your mission? What are you out there to accomplish?
Well, I think that you know, with the experiences that we've had in the past 5, 6, 7 years, you know, we've realized that you know there's a great opportunity and a great calling for. Youth softball instruction and teaching the game the right way and things like that. You know, a 12-year-old baseball boy gets a lot of opportunities to learn the game the right way and things like that, where as a 12-year-old girl learning the game of softball or fast pitch doesn't always have the same opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've realized that, you know, we can teach the game the right way and give them the experiences that we've had as coaches and players and just as, you know, student athletes in school and high school and college and things like that, that we can pass that along. You know, we've got a proven method in the way that we do things. And, you know, we want to, you know, pass it along to younger kids mm-hmm. and the youth in the Valley and in the state of Wisconsin for sure.
Okay, well you have the name 360U. That kind of fascinated me. Can you kind of explain what that really means in light of what you just said about your message is, what your mission is?
Yeah, Maria.
Absolutely. 360U is focused on the comprehensive development of the softball player. So we kind of look at it as the 360-degree approach to developing these softball players into more than just talented athletes, but into well-rounded, equipped young women who are ready for life after softball, whatever that may be for them, if they go on to play or if they go out of the workforce or go to college, whatever it may be. So we just really want to focus on giving them the tools to really strive to be better people. It's primarily going to be skills-based development at first, running camps and clinics, private lessons, but we really try to incorporate, you know, mental training, visualization, kind of different approaches like that into what we're doing.
We kind of like to call ourselves advisors in a way, where we're advising
consulting
mm-hmm. kids and kind of advising them on things to be prepared for, you know, on and off the field. So, you know, life is full of failure, you know, and things like that. And how to respond to that is probably the most important thing that they can learn. And so we
in other words, you want to win the game, but it's more important to enjoy the game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whether
yeah.
you win or lose, you take something away from that.
Yeah. It's not about the W always. It's what you're taking away from it and what you're learning and having fun with it.
We're going to take a quick break right here. We'll come back on the other side. We'll continue with our conversation. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts & Haling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting, from startup to sell-off, and more. They specialize in creating comfortable financial management plans for you and your business. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Alberts & Haling, simplifying the steps towards success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Alberts & Haling CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Your legal business concerns are important to me. Legal Business Edge delivers value by working as a partner with you, our client, to help you understand your legal options. Focusing just on business law, we take the time to get to know your business and develop a legal strategy that will help you reach your business goals. Whether it involves intellectual property, contracts, negotiating for your rights, buying or selling a business, or organizing your business structure, Legal Business Edge gives you the creative legal options you need.
Sarah DeBruin provided our company solutions that saved us time and money, as the quality of her guidance and diligence provided creative solutions unparalleled by other attorneys.
Know your options. Call Legal Business Edge at 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
You're out there making life happen and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there, and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
And welcome back to BizTalk this morning. We're talking with Maria Van Abel and Scott Beyer of 360U LLC. They have a great business, just started a little while ago, and this is baseball season. But before we get back to Maria and Scott, we're going to tell you a little bit about our SCORE chapter. Our SCORE chapter is located in the Chamber Building in downtown Appleton. We are one of about 350 chapters around the country. We service a 7-county area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. And we have about 53 mentors or volunteers in our chapter who have real-world business experience and are willing to provide you with free confidential mentoring if you'd like to get some. If you're starting a business or you're in business and you have some questions, you have some challenges, some opportunities to pursue, look us up at foxcities.score.org. And you can fill out a sheet right there on the website requesting some mentoring assistance. Hit the send button. And usually within about 24 to 48 hours, a mentor will be contacting you who has the skill sets you're looking for. And you can begin that relationship to start building your business. And remember, SCORE is for the life of your business, not
right.
just to start your business.
Right.
We're talking this morning with Maria Van Abel and Scott Beyer of 360U. And we heard in the first segment what their vision is and what they do. But can you tell us, how do folks get in touch with you? Let's put that out there right now. So if somebody's interested in getting some coaching for their student athlete, maybe to go play college ball or just starting out at age 12, how do they contact you?
Right. So right now we just got our website up and running, and you can reach us there at the360u.weebly.com. Mm-hmm. And then we also have a Facebook page that you can access our email and our website from, and that's the360u at, that's www.facebook.com/the360u.
Got it.
And you can find our email, our contact information on there, and then once you reach out to us, we can kind of work with you to make something happen.
And you can Google 360U as well and get a lot of other contacts like LinkedIn, Facebook pages,
things
like that.
We're on LinkedIn. And
you're even on BizTalk if you Google this morning.
Yeah.
Speaking of the people that you're working with, how large an area do you serve? What's your target area's target market?
We've been to Manitowoc, Mishicot, Green Bay, Howard, Suamico area, down to Oshkosh, mm-hmm. Winneconne, mm-hmm. Down that way. We've been kind of all over, Stevens Point area, things like that. So within probably an hour, hour and a half drive from the valley here.
Okay.
And we've worked with, we've worked with high schools, small high schools, big high schools. We've worked with summer youth programs as well in the area. And
individuals, too. If someone is individually interested in getting some training,
mm-hmm.
they can call you and get
correct.
That.
Yep. We work one-on-one with kids. We work very small groups, like four kids in a group. And we work with, big camps of 30 to 50 kids at a time. We kind of like to just cater to whatever the needs are of whoever wants to use our business.
When it came to putting this business together, about how long did it take you, and what kind of steps did you go through getting this thing put into, what you have now?
Well, Laura, my wife and I, we've been talking about this opportunity for about a couple of years now. It's been in the back of our mind. We've seen that there's an opportunity out there for us to do this, and we've been talking about it, and we brought Marie in the conversation not long ago. After we've talked about it, and she was excited about the opportunity as well, and so we really started talking about it heavily probably over the fall as Maria was finishing up her college, and we started putting stuff on paper and really starting to get, talking serious about it. And as we talked about it more and more, we decided that, hey, this is a real deal. We can really do this and make it happen.
In SCORE, we always call it a business plan, but this morning we learned a new term. It's called a game plan.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And actually it's putting down your objectives and how you're going to achieve that and your criteria,
yeah, absolutely.
And metrics for measuring success and so on.
Yeah, we sat down, I would probably say 2 months ago, with a huge a huge board, and just, we had markers and pens and everything, just kind of getting all our ideas more concrete. And then we actually met with a SCORE mentor. So we took advantage of that resource, which was great. I mean, that really helped us hit the ground running. And we met with Jim Heiding over at the SCORE.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah.
And he's been phenomenal. He has seen us through. He's been following up and just providing us with the resources we didn't even know existed. So
he's kind of a new mentor, so he's probably going to have a really big head at our next
meeting. Oh, my goodness. Well, he's been great. He really has.
We'll have to get Jim on. We'll have to get Jim on. He's really, really enthusiastic.
He's great.
And he's got some great background. So.
Yeah,
Laura and I went to him probably in the early stages of our rollout. And, when you go in, you're not exactly sure if your idea is, if people are going to think it's a good idea. So we kind of went in with this huge idea board. I mean, it's a big sheet of paper, and there's sheets everywhere. And he took the time and he sat down there with probably 2 hours with us. And, he just kind of gave us the confidence and, the advice that we needed at that point. And he's helped see us through the process since then. And everyone at SCORE has been extremely helpful. So
that's good to hear.
Yeah, and
that
been awesome.
We didn't pay them to say that.
No, they didn't. I highly encourage anyone looking for that kind of advice
But it's true. Yeah.
Okay. We're going to have to take another break right now. We'll come back on the other side. We'll continue the conversation with Maria and Scott of 360U. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Haling CPAs, they work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and maximize profits through a variety of services like asset protection, tax planning, and more. Let them guide you through a smooth financial plan. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Haling, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
You're out there making life happen and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there, and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
Welcome back this morning. We're speaking with Maria Van Abel and Scott Beyer. They own a company named 360U. We're having a great conversation about teaching kids how to play softball and teaching them about life by teaching them softball. Before we get back to Scott and Maria, we'd like to tell you a little bit more about our SCORE chapter. And in addition to the free and confidential mentoring we provide for entrepreneurs, we also have a series of seminars. What's going on, Randy?
Well, I'm happy to say that we're just about at the end of the Simple Steps program.
I'm sad that we're at the end.
Well, no, you shouldn't, because you get to do the program coming up.
We have to do it over and over and over again.
Now, this is a 5-part program that we do. It's about 16 hours, and we've completed the first 4 subjects on it, which include parts on marketing, on financial planning, what you have to do to really get your business started. The next segment is going to be this coming Wednesday night from 6 until 9. It's going to be at the chamber office, and it's going to be on funding. The part that everybody likes to get to is, where do I find the money? And so I said, well, Tony is going to be talking about what your different banking relationships are, what's important to bring to the table when you're going to see the banker, as far as all the traditional stuff. And I get to talk about the stuff that's non-traditional. So if you're interested in finding about crowdfunding, or what is an angel investor, or how do some of these things work, I'll take that part of the program and we'll bring that to you. So that's coming up this Wednesday from 6 until 9. It's $25. We'd ask that you please go out to the website, which is foxcities.score.org, and just register for the program. That way we know how many are coming and we have a way to plan for it.
Yep, it's a lot of fun. And we're going to have more seminars coming up throughout the year. You can learn about those at foxcities.score.org. And we'd also like to share with you that coming up on May 3rd at the Liberty Hall here in Appleton, our SCORE chapter celebrating its 40th birthday. We've been around for 40 years. May 27th of 1976, when Randy was only 6 years old, we started this chapter. And we invite you to come to our celebration. We're going to have hors d'oeuvres there, and we're going to have soda, and we're going to have juice. There's no charge. We're going to have door prizes. We're going to have a lot of fun. And we want to celebrate some success stories, some SCORE clients who've gone on to be successful. So watch our website. It's going to be May 3rd at Liberty Hall. It's going to start about 5 o'clock, and it should be over by, whenever the sun goes
when it gets tired.
We'll have fun, though.
Right.
We're going to get back to Scott and Maria right now. We were talking about the name of your company, but there's something special about that. There's an emphasis on that 360 name, company name.
Right, it would be 360U. So we're looking for the individual to help make them. It's the letter U, if anyone's wondering that spelled out.
But it really
refers
to the
client. Person, exactly.
It's all about them.
We're trying to help them find their best self. So.
Yep. And tell us again, where can folks reach you? How do they get a hold of you?
Sure. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/the360U. And then we also have our website, which is the360u.weebly.com. And from there, you can find what kind of clinics we have coming up, how to contact us, just some general information on what we offer.
Well, this is a fun business, and it's baseball season right now. And if you have some questions you'd like to ask Maria or Scott this morning, give us a call at 281-1150 here in Appleton, 281-1150. If you're outside Appleton, 866-887-1150.
Okay, well, now to get back to some of the questions about your business, you have a unique situation here with 3 of you being involved in this particular project. And each of you, from what I've heard and seen, has a very different personality. How do you, number one, work together, and how did you determine the roles that each of you would play in developing this program?
Well, I tell you, partnering with 2 women.
Careful now. Let's keep this on a business level.
Scott, you can do no wrong. You've got great advisors.
Yeah, I've become a yes man. I agree a lot. Laura and Maria are very similar personality-wise, where they are very upbeat, excited.
Excited, optimistic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We like to get things going, yeah.
Sometimes I have to be the voice of reason and settle things down and come from a different perspective. But
he balances us very well.
Yeah. But overall, I'm a college softball coach and have been for years, and I've been into baseball as well. Maria brings a fresh look just out of college and understands what, you know, the new things that are happening in college and in high school, and she can really relate to the kids really well. And Laura is in between us.
She's a great mix.
And she's a great mix of both of us, and I think we bring a unique set of resources.
Well, you can never have a tie. When it comes to a vote, you're three of you.
Right, that helps.
Tie.
That's right.
So which, you might which be outvoted, though, right?
Yeah.
Now, I'm hearing a lot of sports background and understanding how to work with your clients. Which one of you is the strongest in the business side?
I would say my wife, Laura.
Yeah.
She has a business degree, and so does Maria.
Yep, we both graduate
with
business degrees, so that helps a little bit.
Yep.
So Laura's been in banking and finance for some years now, so she's kind of our financial wizard when it comes to that kind of stuff. So we kind of turn that over to her, and yeah, she's great with that stuff.
And we've just had, you know, over the years, you gain experience. You know, none of us are marketing wizards or anything like that, but over the years, you gain experience of what other people are doing and, and what works and what doesn't work and things like that. And I think we've learned some valuable lessons about, you know, how to do things
and market
our company and things
like
that.
The key strength to marketing is listen and learn.
Speaking of marketing, what is your market and what is your competition? How do you cope with the competition out there?
Well, we're unique as a fast pitch group because what we're doing, I think that we're, you know, one. I think we're the only ones in the Valley for sure, maybe in the state of Wisconsin, that are kind of doing what we're trying to do as far as, you know, there's many teams in the Valley, you know, summer ball teams and high school teams and things like that, which we're not starting our own teams. We're doing more of the instruction and then the mental training and just kind of the, you know, the advising part of it and things like that, where we want to be a part of other people's teams. We want to help the other teams and we want to help the other coaches and, you know.
We're trying to help everyone.
We want to make softball big and popular and have kids start playing it the right way from a young age and things like that as well.
One of the focuses of your company is to teach them the strategies of the game, like how to slap hit the ball.
Yeah.
What is that, slap hit?
Both Laura and I actually did a lot of slap hitting in college. So it's from the left side, and it's kind of just a method to get your feet going so you are running through the box, the batter's box, and you're hitting. You can bunt and hit from the left side, and then it just kind of gives you a head start to first.
Sure.
So it's kind of for quicker athletes who are just looking to, you know, make contact and get on base.
Sure.
So this is a tactic that you teach the kids how to do and how to use.
Yeah, Laura and I actually, we have a slap hitting clinic today out in Green Bay, so at the Wildfire facility. So it's something that it's definitely growing in popularity. Girls are starting a lot younger.
Okay, where and when is that going to be?
That's today, actually, out at the Wildfire hitting facility in Green Bay.
Okay.
Yeah, but we actually have another clinic coming up. This is just a hitting clinic, but we'll work with slappers in the clinic. That's on March 26th at the Rhino Baseball Facility. It's an awesome facility just over on KK in Appleton. So,
Okay. Yeah. Scott, you were saying that you don't really have your own team, but you'd like to teach and instruct and so on. And a lot of softball coaches who are coaching kids are dads who volunteer and they played when they were younger. And they're good at what they do and they're very inspirational. But if they want to ramp up the knowledge of the game a little bit, your company would be a place they could come in and basically help that coach do that.
Yeah, we'd be perfect. Whether it's a mom or a dad looking, you know, to get their kids better, or it's a coach that maybe, you know, is volunteering their time and doesn't know a lot. We work one-on-one with kids. Like I said, we work small groups, big groups, team practices. We'll go in and run a practice for a team, things like that. And we just want to, you know, teach the parents, teach the coaches, and teach the players, you know, the new things. Because sometimes you have, you know, parents that will say things.
Let's say Randy has a team and he's a coach and he's a great coach. But he does know much about softball. He knows more about soccer.
Right.
But he's a softball coach, and he's got to coach a team of girls, and they're 14 years old, and he's got two assistant coaches and doing the best they can, but they want to ramp it up. could they hire you guys to come out and watch some games and work with him and the kids to improve things? Is that
Absolutely.
That's for sure. I think that's a great.
Do?
Yep. I think and we do things like that, and also people just contact us and say, hey, you know, can we get a hitting session with you?
And how would they contact you again?
Yep, we had that. Yep. You can find us at our website, which is the360u.weebly.com. And from there, you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/the360u. And all our information's on there. So you could just.
Yeah, one of the things I noticed on the list of headlines and clicks on there that you have is about the different clinics and schedules that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And for instance, you mentioned these two that you have going. Would those be available on your website? And can we sign up directly on that?
Yeah, you can. You can go to that tab on our website, go in there, all the information, pricing, registration should be on there. And then you email us through the website through through a contact form, and then we would send the registration to you. And then that it works pretty slick. So then we would contact you and give out the information you need. And
one last question then about the marketing. In addition to the use of the website and Facebook and social media, how else do you market your program? Where do you find your clients from?
All over the place. I mean, summer ball programs, coaches that we've had been in contact with over the years. They have asked us to do some things and say, hey, you know, we could really use the help and things like that. And so we have very good resources as far as Maria, Laura, and I, but we also have, you know, people that we've played with, coached in the past that are in college now or graduated from college, or other coaches that we, you know and respect, and we bring them in. And then I think it just kind of blossoms from there, and it becomes very easy to market after that.
Great.
When you're working with an individual athlete, and you're teaching that young lady to slap hit or run the bases better or read the spin on a ball, which I could never figure out how to do that. How do you do that? Do you use video techniques and you use slow motion type things and you walk through? Explain how that works.
Yeah, we do a lot of video stuff where we can videotape a specific thing if they're trying to learn how to, you know, get their hands better in their swing. We'll videotape it. We'll go over a few things for 15, 20 minutes. We'll videotape it again. And we'll sit down and compare and contrast, and then we have them, you know, they can visualize. We do a lot of visual training and things like that to where, you know, we want them to be able to see the right swing and see the, you know, see themselves pushing off the base if they're wanting to steal a base or anything like that, and see them do it the right way. So it becomes very easy to do, you know, if they struggle, because every softball player goes through peaks and gutters. You know, it's highs and lows. That's
slumps.
The name of the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You go through a slump, and the best hitters can get out of it, and they visualize it a little bit, and it just helps to have that positive reinforcement in your mind.
When we see kids today, we talked a little bit about this on the pre-show, they go to grade school and high school sports and nobody gets cut and everybody gets a trophy, and gosh, life isn't like that.
Mm-mm.
And when you get out of college or get into the workplace, not everybody's going to get a raise, not everybody gets the opportunity they want. How do you teach kids and then deal with the parents in those transitions to get them to really develop as a full-rounded 360 person?
Right. I think a lot of that, just being so fresh out of college ball, is how to deal with failure, kind of our response to failure. And it's something we incorporate in everything we do, whether it be clinics, private lessons. You know, when you're teaching a kid how to swing or how to slap, you know, they're going to go through some adversity and some challenges. Not every kid's the same, so it's mm-hmm. going to be a little bit harder for some kids. And kids are going to get frustrated, but for us, it's not just about teaching the skill, but teaching how to deal with that frustration and how to kind of channel that energy into getting better. So I would say we work a lot with, you know, response to failure and fear of failure. A lot of kids are really afraid to mess up. So we kind of encourage that because, you know, when you're messing up and when you're failing, you're learning. So mm-hmm. it's something we try to, you know, put a positive spin on. And those are very teachable moments.
Right. We try to, you know, if we have, say we have a kid one-on-one for the first time and, you know, we can kind of judge where they're at from there. We try and sprinkle in a lot of challenging things for them right away and get them used to adapting and used to failing a little bit. And, you know, hopefully that makes them better and
build some self-confidence.
Build some confidence and get them to look at the little things as positives instead of always as, oh, it's a good hit. I feel better about myself. Well, there's always good things that you can pick out.
There's a world bigger out there than just what dad might have told them.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Yeah, it's very correct. I mean, sometimes, you know, you, you work with a player and they're always looking at their parents going, is this okay to do? Is he saying the right things and things like that? So sometimes we'll just bring the parents into the lesson, into the batting cage with the player, and we teach both of them the new lingo or things like that. I know some people that are listening might have, been taught how to squish the bug with their back foot as they hit. And that lingo is no longer used anymore. And so we have to teach, mom or dad that, hey, this is why we don't do that, or this is an advanced way to do that and things like that. And then they get it. And then the player becomes, oh, okay, it's okay now, dad or mom knows. Now it's okay for me to move on.
It's all about the kid. All about the kid.
Yep.
We have to take our last break right now. It's 10 minutes to 10. We're having a great time talking baseball this morning, and we're going to talk a little bit more after our break. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
At Albertson Hailing CPAs, your success is their success. They can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. They offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
We're here today with Bill Bradley, Vice President at Bank First. Bill, we know Bank First was founded over 100 years ago along the lakeshore and has been growing and expanding. We also heard you have plans to build a new location in the Appleton Market soon. Can you tell us where you will be located and what we can expect as a new customer of your bank?
Sure. Bank First will be located on Wisconsin Avenue near the Fox River Mall. It will be at the intersection of Highway 41 and Wisconsin Avenue. As a customer of Bank First, you can expect to enjoy a banking experience with a high level of personal attention. We strive to focus on long-lasting relationships by providing flexible options and solutions for both your business and personal needs.
Thanks, Bill. It sounds like a refreshing change to work with experienced people who take the time to understand our needs. For more information, visit www.bankfirstnational.com. Equal housing lender and member FDIC.
Welcome back to Biz Talk. Before we continue with Maria and Scott, we'd like just to thank all of our sponsors who help bring you Biz Talk each weekend. Those sponsors include Fox Communities Credit Union, Elbert's and Hailing CPAs, Legal Business Edge, Sarah DeBrun over at Legal Business Edge. Also, Bank First National, our newest sponsor out on West Wisconsin Avenue. We also want to thank Candale Creative. Zach and his team have helped us maintain our website at biztalkwithscore.com. And if you'd like to go out and listen to some archived programs, we have them going back probably 5 years. So biztalkwithscore.com for former shows. If you want to re-listen to today's program, it should be out there by Wednesday next week. And we want to thank Jerry Mader and Larry Desch at the Business News for helping to promote their program and their biweekly periodical called The Business News. If you're in business or thinking of going into business and you haven't subscribed to Business News yet, you should. For only $20 a year, you're going to be informed of all the business activities going on in East Central Wisconsin to help you succeed. So with that, we're going to get back to Maria and Scott, and we were talking a little bit about the break. We had a caller call in inquiring about student athlete, the emphasis in life. Can you address that for the audience?
Yeah, I mean, we haven't touched on it much, but that is a major part of what we're trying to do. Obviously, the 360U, the name of it is incorporated
you.
With it's you, and
yep.
We want to make a better person. And so obviously the skills-based instruction is how you bring them in, but if you teach them how to fail and teach them how to be prepared and how to approach different things, it's no different if you're on the field or if you're in the classroom. And I always tell every athlete I say, you're not in 4 years or in 6 years, you're not going to be getting paid to play softball. So how can you better prepare yourself mm-hmm. for the real world and getting jobs and things like that? So we try to help and prepare kids, whether they're going from high school to college is probably the biggest jump, and we want to prepare them, help them along with, okay, this is what to expect, this is what your college coach is going to expect from you, this is the workload you're going to get, you're going to have to work out, you're going to have to meet with an advisor, get your classes and things
mm-hmm.
like that. We've been there, we know the challenges and the trials and tribulations that student athletes have, and we want to help them obviously fail so they can get better, and how do they respond to getting a
deal with failure.
You get a D on your algebra quiz. How do you respond to that for the next thing that comes along your way? Because it's going to happen every day. Yep. You know,
and it's got the, you know, the, I think the thing that our caller was trying to ask too was, you know, we talk about the student athlete, but there are a lot of other people who also play softball, summer ball, things like that, who may want to improve their skills and so on. Are you available for helping for that kind of a situation as well?
Yeah, I think that's not out of the realm of possibilities. We want to help anybody that is looking for help. Mm-hmm. I think that's the overall goal with us, is try to make people better.
Okay. You know, I lost that piece of paper that I wrote your phone number down on. Could you tell us your phone number and your website again?
Sure. You can reach, it's my personal phone number, but I can get you in contact with any of these people. And it's 920-843-2582. And that's Maria. And then, again, our website, you can find us at the360u.weebly.com.
That's great. It's really a great program you have going. I think there's a great need for it in the Valley and throughout Wisconsin. It's a great human development effort that you're into, using sports as a way to really approach life with a more wholesome outlook and accept defeat and deal
right.
with it.
It's just sports is just a gateway.
And the other thing is, we're only young once, so we're going to outgrow those athletic abilities.
Absolutely.
What are we going to do the rest of our life?
That's what I'm finding right now, just graduating.
Oh,
all I want to do is be playing, and here I am. Yeah.
Biz tip time. Tip time. So if you have a tip, what would your biz tip be?
Be patient. Be very patient. Anything, you know, that's worth having is worth being patient for and working hard for, and it's not going to come, you know, right away. You know, and I strongly believe that, whether it's, you know, it's sports or in business. I mean, it's, if it's worth it, wait for it, it'll come.
Good advice.
Yeah, I would say just, you know, taking your ideas into actionable, tangible things that you're doing to make, to reach your goals. So it's easy to come up with these great ideas, but to actually sit down and, you know, have agendas and to-do lists is another thing. So just really challenging yourself to, you know, accomplish something every day.
Maria, I was reading your bio on Facebook, and you met a famous athlete. And
oh, gosh.
Who was that?
That was a long time ago. I think it was Alex Rodriguez when he used to play for the AAA team.
Yeah, here in Appleton.
Yeah, so we got to go see him, so that kind of stuck with me, I think, at a young age.
Well, I'm sure he was grateful to meeting you, because look what he went on to do.
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully I was a part of that.
All that coaching you gave him paid off.
I guess.
What a great testimonial that would be for 360U today.
Let's get on the phone, right?
Yep.
Well, we want to thank you very much for coming in and joining us this morning and sharing your story. It's a great story, and we hope folks will follow up with you in the next few weeks and wish you the very best.
Thank you for
Thanks
the opportunity.
So much for having us.
You're very welcome.
Appreciate it.
For Randy, next week it's Bank First National.
All
Our
right.
guest is still unnamed, but we invite all the listening audience to tune in next week, because you're going to hear about how to go about borrowing money at a bank.
Right. All right.
And thanks for listening this morning. You've been listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.